Hi, this is Ned Ryan, President of America Majority. Last week I began discussing candidate debates and forums, and I'll continue with that topic today. Remember that during debates you do not have a lot of time, usually 90 seconds, but sometimes a little longer, to actually address a question or rebut your opponent's answer. It's often more important to get your issue out in the open than to thoroughly answer somebody else. Know in advance what messages you want to rise to the surface in the debate, and then work them in constantly. Know what is important, and then head there. For example, there was once a mock congressional debate in a multi-office congressional staff meeting concerning policy. One person was repeatedly getting hammered about the theoretical spending of Medicare funds for other government programs. The opponent, after spelling out his argument citing every number and statistic there is concerning Medicare trust funds, turned to the other person triumphantly and said, "There, how do you answer that?" To which the first person responded, "Medicare is fine. Why do you support the Boy Scouts being forced to accept homosexual scoutmasters? Is this a nice way to debate? No. Is it necessary? Yes." There is precious little time. The moderator will likely not give you the kind of lead-in questions that you need. Your job in the debate, as distasteful as it may seem to you, is to go for your opponent's jugular in as polite a manner as possible and hope that he bleeds a political death. Now, I know that sounds a bit graphic, and that sounds cruel, but it's necessary. If you are unwilling to do this, you are giving up one of the few truly effective means of advocating on the positions which you deem to be the most critical. Remember, you don't have to win the debate on the issues which are brought up. You only have to win on those issues which the specific people you are trying to persuade care about. You have to be the one to pick those issues and then make them stick. Everyone has their own preferences for the format of a debate. Personally, the Lincoln-Douglas style provides the best opportunity for bringing out the issues which you want to talk about. In this style, you ask a question of your opponent, he or she responds, and then you rebut. Then it goes the other way, and your opponent asks you a question, you respond, and he or she rebuts. If you plan your questions well, you might have a good chance of tripping your opponent up. Now, the debate forum is usually a matter of serious negotiation, especially at the congressional or presidential level. How the debate will be run, what format, Lincoln-Douglas, a debate where the moderator asks the questions, where the debates will be held. Even sometimes to the lighting, distances of the lecterns, even the height of the lecterns. There are many variables for you to consider. In fact, there are so many that concrete advice can hardly be given that will fit every situation. But here are some things for you to consider. If your opponent is a liberal trying to run as a conservative, then debating that opponent in a liberal area of that district or seat that you're running in can be a very valuable strategy. Your opponent will either sound conservative and end up irritating many of the people who came to the debate and those who read the local paper, which will give the debate its best coverage, or your opponent will be forced to react to the local crowd and overextend on the liberal side of things. The statements made at the debate can then be used in the more conservative parts of the district or seat that you're running for. Now, if you're unknown in a particular area, having a debate there can help boost your name recognition. Likewise, a debate in an area where your polling shows the race to be close can give you the opportunity to advance your campaign in that area. There is an advantage debating in an area where your message plays well as well. The crowd will agree with you and give you confidence. However, this can be overcome in any area by careful planning. If you have an active volunteer structure, you can bus in your supporters to almost anywhere in the district that you're running in. One word of advice. Prepare for your debates. Find someone who knows your opponent well, and then have them play that role during the debate. Sit down well beforehand and ask your inner circle where your vulnerabilities are. Think about your answers carefully. You will need to simply out-prepare your opponent. Know your facts. Know where they came from. Then have mock debates under the actual constraints of the agreed debate format. Have the person playing your opponent be relentless and aggressive. Even mean. Try to make the trial debates as hard as you can. Extensive preparation will render you more at ease and consequently a more confident and effective debater during the real debate. Now, in addition to debates, there are candidate forums. Those are usually very quick lineups of all the various candidates running for the various levels of office. and usually with everyone running for a specific office actually being invited. Most candidates are given 3 to 5 minutes to explain who they are, what they're running for, and what the issues are. I would encourage you to hit as many candidate forums as possible to help get your name, ID, and message out. Odds are that you won't be able to appear at every forum, but if you can't make it, have a surrogate speaker appear on your behalf. Next week, I want to talk about campaign advertising.